Simon Kuf Pei Zayin, Sif Aleph through Dalet, Bezer Hashem. Dalet in and of itself is Hagdama for Sif Hei, Vav and Zayin together. These halachas of Dini Isharei Damachos Tashmish, we hope they're never Negea. However, although they're pretty rare, it's not never Negea, unfortunately. It isn't not never Negea, it does occur. Hopefully never that it will come to Masiv, the Chas V'Shalom to get divorced. However, there have been numerous cases, and we'll try to deal with them as we go through. However, the halachas that are in the middle of makris, the woman that has a makah being tehillah dam b'makoso, that is from the most negeh halachas in all of Hilchos Nida. So mitzad echad kufei zayin is very, hopefully very not negeh, and it's very yes negeh. And betam all the halachas together will paint us hopefully a clear picture. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Isha Shiroz Tadamach Matashmish Miyad, Bechdi Shetei Shir Yodah Letachas Akar Letachas Akeses, Vetitol Eid Vetivdek Poi, Vetekaneach Atzma, Meshameshes Gimol Pamim, Im Bechol Gimol Pamim Betzufim Rosh Adam, Asur L'Sham Mishim Balzu. El Tiskarish Nosil Acher. And the same thing applies by Nisis La Acher, and she saw Adam three times, and the same thing happens by the third husband, then she is Osir, Asuro L'Kol Adjetivdek. Now, this halacha, it's not clear in the Mechaber. The Mechaber really was ma'itik the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Haroya da machmas tashmish, meshamesh es parmi shenishni v'shlishis." Kind of like the shamesh, it's not the guys lechini. So the mashmoris of the Gemara, the pashut mashmoris of the Gemara is that you have four times to be meshamesh. Haroya da machmas tashmish once, meshamesh es parmi shenishni v'shlishis. After that, she has another three times. However, the shach and the taz and the prisha, they learn not that way. They say, "No, it's lav dafka. Haroya da machmas tashmish is kilu of the title. That's what happened to her. So she has one, two, three times, and she's out." And Mamela, three strikes, she's out, and then she has to get divorced and married to the next one. That's how the Shach, the Taz, and the Prisha learn. However, the Teres HaShlamah here brings down the Ravid, who's Medayik, not that way. The Ravid is Medayik from the Gemara, Kipshuta, the Lashon of the Gemara, that in Echanam, the first time does not count. Now, it's not exactly clear why the first time doesn't count. Is the first time not count because there was no Bedika immediately afterwards? Mamela, you don't know for sure that she was Rosh Adam HaChas Tashmish. Or is the reason why the first time not count because maybe she didn't do Bedika right beforehand? So it could be that the Dam was really there the entire time and she wasn't already a Dam HaChas Tashmish. It's not clear which way. The Machzor Shekel brings down both of Pshatim. The Teres HaShlamim seems to name on, the way the Machzor Shekel, the whole Pachas learns the Teres HaShlamim, that the Chesaron is that she did not do a Bedika right after Tashmish, Terech Kedesh Shir Vested, since she was not being Choshish Bechlal that she was going to see. Therefore, there was no reason for her to be Bedik. So even if she found Dam, she zecher didn't find Dam immediately, and Memela, the first time doesn't count. If that's the case, then there's no machlekes whatsoever here. Everybody agrees if you didn't find Dam immediately, that it's not included. It says Mechaber says Lehedya. Dafka if she finds Miyad, Yoda. There would be no machlekes between the Ravid and everybody else. However, if you understand that the Nikuda is because she wasn't Baidik beforehand, then there's a machlekes. Like the crazy place of his Mazber, he says, since Tashmish has the koyach to bring on Dam, Memela Kokama that she found Dam, Miyad Achar Tashmish, then we're not Choshish Bechlal, we're not Mitzadid at all that it came before him. The Sidur Tara says the same way, really Pisa Chuvel, he doesn't speak it out, he's Mitzayin, the crazy place in the Sidur Tara, that they go L'chumra, that we do not count it. We do not count the first one because since she wasn't Baidik beforehand, there's always the possibility to be Tehillah, that the Dam was really there beforehand. How do we pass Kanalach Alamaisa? So, according to the crazy place of the Yisaka Machlekes, what happens if she was not Baidik the first time? Does it count or not? According to the Ravid, it doesn't count because since she wasn't Baidik beforehand, therefore it's possible she was needed beforehand. According to the Shach, according to the Taz, according to the Prisha, it does count. Despite the fact that she was not Baidik beforehand, nevertheless, it does count. Now, how do we pass Kanalach Alamaisa? And we'll see exactly just how Negea this is. The Pesach Tshuva brings down that the Chassam Sefer seemed to be Neiket Lekula. In other words, L'chatchila he held that it counts even if she wasn't Baidik beforehand. However, when it happened already that she was Baidik, that she was Meshamesh three times and saw Dam, then he said, this lady's finished. What is she going to do? Memela b'di'eva, that she already happened, that it happened three times. Then Memela, he said, I'm not going to count the first one. I'll be Semech O and the Ravid, not to count the first one, since she was not Baidik. And Mamela, she has another three times. She has another one time afterwards. The first time doesn't count, she has another one time. Now, how far do we take this? Is it only when there's one time at the beginning that she wasn't Baidik that will give you an extra time? How about, this happened actually last time we were learning Nida. A Rav in the area, got a Shaila, was called up. And in the middle of talking to this couple, to the lady, she mentioned, that it's like a number of months that she's already seeing, that she's seeing Dam every time. He finds Dam on himself every time. I hope that there is a, we didn't think it's an issue, doctor didn't think it was an issue, you know, everything's okay. No, everything is very much not okay, actually. If they were to come the first time, we'll tell them what to do. The second time, we'll tell them what to do. You're coming after 6 months, after 3 months, whatever it is, 20 times in a row, what are you supposed to do now? So he called them back to tell them that they have a big issue and no answer, no this, no that. Question is, Lamaisa, do they have an issue or not? Is she chayef to get divorced? It's already post facto, 20 times in a row. Is she chayef to get divorced or not? So the shayla is, can we nem on Lamaisa bidiyavad, can we falazach on this ravid and say that since she was never baidik before tashmish, in none of the cases, in all the 20 times, she was never baidik one time right beforehand. So you never know Lamaisa that there was ever a case, at least for sure, not three in a row. Could be that there was always a possibility every third time, every time, every second time, every third time that there was Dam beforehand. You never have a right. So I saw the Shevet HaLevi that he, in Tshuva, not brought down in Shir Shevet HaLevi, but in Tshuva, he brings down such a similar case. And he says, even though the Chassam Sofer was only talking about a case where he's going to give one more time to be Mishamish, in other words, it happened that they're already Mishamish three times, so he'll detract one and be Samech on the Ravid. He says, in this case, that B'dieved, they all came and she's going to have to get divorced, that L'chur, we could be Samech on the Ravid. He was also Mitzarech. We'll see Shita Sarazo that holds that the only time she's considered Rei Machas Tashmish is if she has Hargosha, Pshas Maitza. If she doesn't know that she has Hargosha, then we're not going to be Machmer. And he's also mitzaref the fact that bizmanenu, this is really negiah to the end of the simon, bizmanenu, there's ways to work with refuis even after three times. He says, amitzias, aichicho, bizmanenu, that there's kamat no massive that we can't work it out with pills or shots or something like that. So mameila, even though it's a big nidan at the end, in tifches, tiftes, is there a way for a woman to mat herself after she's wearing machas tashmish? And a doctor says, listen here, I'm a world-renowned doctor, and I take care of these issues. I've had 276 different cases, and every single woman that I've dealt with never had an issue afterwards. So, is the lechur, are we allowed to be samech on him? And say, okay, do the refuah, and go at least one more time. Bizmanenu, that we have pills that have been tried and true by not 273 people, but not even 273,000 people. Millions, if not tens of millions of people have tried these pills, and they work. So, that being the case, if we're allowed to use these pills, we'll have to see at the end of the simon, but that's certainly another tirif to be makel. Just, this was a case that happened to Maisa, that it happened numerous times. B'di'eved l'chur, there's nothing to be samech on the fact that there was never a bedika beforehand, and therefore it's never considered a rei machas tashmish. We'll see in another eitzah b'ezer Hashem b'hemshech. We'll see another eitzah why maybe we'll be able to get out of it. Now, the Pesachei Tshuva brings down over here the etzem din of rei machas tashmish. What is it? Big machlekes achrenim. What is ramat? Is it a vest or is it a chayli? The Noid Bihu the Namdom Kshutai that it's a vest. That's how the Chassam Sofer goes. The lechem v'simla, this American Numani holds that it's just a chayli, and the Chavos Das says it's a suffix. Is it a vest or it's a chayli? In Mamela, he puts on the chumras of both, sai vest and sai chayli, and therefore all the kulas that could possibly be, according to the Chavos Das, they're not going to have, as we're going to see, Be'ezer Hashem. Now, there's kama v'kama nafkaminas. One of the basic nafkaminas is, like the Pesach Tshuva brings down over here, what happens if a woman, if you understand that it's a vest, what type of vest is it? Is it, says the Chassam Sofer, says the name of Yehuda, it's like a vest of Einus. It's like he doesn't say Hiko Isabailo, but that's mamash what it is. This is a vest of Einus, and Allah we saw in Kufay Test, if you're dying, is that by a vest of Einus, even if it happens three times, it has the chumra only of a vest of Einus Kavua. It's Nekah B'Pamachas. Memela, that's why Bishrei Ferris, it's Nekah B'Pamachas. She's Mishamish one time, she doesn't see it's Nekah B'Pamachas, because even after three times, the vest of Einus Kavua. It says, the Naidu Yehuda, Ibazeh, we have a great kula. If this woman could work out, she has to make sure that she eats the same food for the next 30, whatever it is, 90 days, and lives in the same place, and goes to sleep at the same time, and she'll get her body on schedule, and she'll be koivei avest. Most women, if they're on a certain schedule and they eat the same food, they'll be koivei avest. Be koivei avest for chofkas, the chodesh, for every 31 days, whatever it is. Once you koivei avest kavua, the nurse be choshes, the vesheni kavua. Because rei machas tashmish is at best, or at worst, after three times, it only has the chumra of vesheni kavua. If you koivei avest kavua afterwards, you don't have to be choshes. There's other nafkaminas also. What happens if she comes to Muberes? She's Mr. Lekas Damim. She comes to the Zakeno. So she has to be Cheshish according to Neid Yehuda. You don't have to be Cheshish according to Chavis Das. You wouldn't have to be Cheshish. How do we pass Kamelach HaLemaisa? So the truth is that even if you hold that it's a, the Shevet HaLevi says that most places can go, that it's a vest. In a Chanami it's a vest. Lefi this should come out, L'chur, she should not have to be Cheshish. If she's Kaveh HaVest Kavu afterwards, she should not have to be Cheshish. Not only that, L'chur, if she becomes Muberes, there's an interesting Pesach Tshuva here. The Pesach Tshuva says if a woman becomes Mubaris, the third time she's Meshamesh, she's Tizdam, and Baruch Hashem, she becomes Mubaris. The next 2 years and 9 months, she's safe. She's Mesulek Dam, she doesn't have to worry. She doesn't see Dam. After she finishes 2 years and 9 months, then she goes back to her Isser. That's what the Nehemi says. And the Shaila is, for those that were Zechet to stay till Choftes Adar Sheni, Lazman, we saw the very, very last Pesach Tshuva in Simen Kuf Peites, brings down from the Nehemi Huda that if a woman has a Vesha Eina Kavua, and then she becomes a Muberes, enemy Nekes, after she finishes his days, she does not have to be Choshe for Vesha Eina Kavua afterwards. Only for Ves Kavua do you have to be Choshe for. This is how we pass in Allah HaMaisa, that you do not have to be Choshe for Vesha Eina Kavua. Memela, Lechura, if you're telling me that a vest of Reya Machasashmash is a Vesha Eina Kavua, then after she finishes her 2 years and 9 months, she shouldn't have to be Choshe for it before. Baruch Hashem, the Nehemi Huda's one says you have to be Choshe, and he's the one that says that for Vesha Eina Kavua, you don't have to be Choshe in Kuf Peites at the end. Baruch Hashem, I found the pre-daya today, I found the pre-daya that asked the stereo. He says, Sosar Divrei Atzmai. Lo yadati lo masosar Divrei Atzmai, he says. L'chor, you shouldn't have to be chayish in such a case. However, even if you hold that it's a vest, lav dafka doesn't mean that we're going to have the kula that if you have a vest kavua, you don't have to be chayish for it. And l'chor, the same din also. Why is that? We're going to see at the end of the simen, it's not so pasha what type of vest it is. The truth is that if we're working with the Rishonim that we saw, Tosfos on Daf Samach Vav and Aleph says, over here, even Rebbe's maskim that you need 3 times for Reya Machas Tashmish. Why? It's Doima Levesta Palpalin. Now, Vesta Palpalin, according to Tosfos on Samach Gimel Beis, is like a vest haguf. A vest haguf is a real full fledged vest. You need 3 times to be accurate. We'll see it down in the Simen that there are sheets of the Shach brings down. Now, you need 3 times to be accurate in a Chanami. A vest. You need Shrefer 3 times. You need to be Mishamish 3 times. So, if you hold that it's such a vest, then in a Chanami, it's even if you're kaveh another vest kavua afterwards, it's not going to help because vest of ramat is also vest kavua. It's only a question. It's only a tzad if you hold that vest of ramat is a vest of kritis, then it always has a din of vest sheni kavua. Then if you're kaveh a vest afterwards, you wouldn't have to be chishish. So mamele, even if we go to vest, we're going to have to wait till the end of the simon for this. Even if you hold that it's a vest, we're not sure what type of vest it is. It's not pashit what type of vest. Is it a vest of kritis or is it a vest of vest aguf? And mamele, how we pass when we get to that, l'chur, the pashtus is, we don't see anywhere that you need more than 1 time by B'dikash Feferet. Memela, l'chur, the pashtus should be that we're understanding that it's a vest, if we go, nemon, it's a vest, it would be a vest akvitzos, and in a chanami, if you kevei a vest kavua afterwards, that would be a way to get out of the issue of Reya Machas Tashmish. There's one interesting question in the Nehid Yehuda, in one of his shuvah says, he says, that which you asked, that, kenmanu is to the crazy places, that which you asked, that if it's only a vest, so she should be mutter, even if she's nitzchazik 3 times, if it's Yoytel Adarach, every 3 weeks it should be Yoytel Adarach. Yoytel Adarach is Mutter, even by Shas Vesta. So the Chur should be Mutter to be Mishamish, even though she's wearing Machas Tashmish, it's Bashas Aved. So why get divorced? You should go on every 2 weeks to go on a business trip. No. What's so terrible? It'll be Mutter. So he has a shtick of why we wouldn't say it. And at the end he says, Bukhlal, it's not fair. Why not? He says, what's the pshat that we matter somebody by Yoytel Adarach? Because since the Isha is Mishtekekes, so to make it that there should be a Chibah between them, Mishasa, she's Mishtekekes, they should have more of a Ava between them, more of a Chibah, it should be, we're trying to create more of a bond between them. That's not what we're trying to do by Ramat. By Ramat, we're very much not trying to create a bond between them. They should not have this Chibah Yisrael, because then they're going to be Mishamash Latam, which is also for them. Melo, Zichr, that's not the, you wouldn't have the Heter, you'd see the Derek with law. What's that? A vest aguf? A vest aguf could be one of the most chomerdik of vests. Could be that that's considered the. In Kuf Peites, the Taz says that a vest aguf, roiv, his lashon is, sif chof aleph, teva hu be'isha lefayik b'shasri yasa. Shederech ha-teva be'isha lefayik b'shasri yasa. That's why he holds that by even a vest she'ina kavua by vest aguf, of a vest of leibotka, she's also asher tivdik. Because it's so common. Ain lecha isha she rei adam she ain averev kvedik minulei. That's machlekes. They didn't want you to stay married. By regular ramat, they didn't want you to stay married. That's right. So by regular yitzil aderech and achanami we matter it. By a yitzil aderech of somebody who's a ramat, we're not going to matter it. And achanami, not every yitzil aderech will have a heter. According to this, that's with regard to that machlekes. Now, when do you have to find dam to be aser? Isha shorosa dam machas tashmish miyad. Says the mechaber. B'chdei shetei shir yoda letachas zakan letachas akeses. which is the titulated Livdei Bev Tikanei Chatma. That's the shear of Ashem Toli. That's on the Mechaber Paskins. And Ramallah Maisa goes like the Ravid, that ain't a Mekim Bashir that. We're not Bekim in such a shear, and Mamela we have to be Machmer. Anytime that it's Samach Latashmish, then we have to be Machmer. Now, Lulid Mistafin Amino, the Beis Yosef was Meirich to try to figure out what epis that the Torah gave a shear, which is not mentioned in the Gemara. The shear of that you're uttering is only shear of Hashem Tali. The Torah says the shear which is past the shear of Hashem Tali. Kadesh Terid Min Amito. Lulid Mistafin Amino, maybe the Torah was going with the Ravid. Since Ein Anamekim, so Mamela were Choshish for even a further shear. He took one more shear of Eiter. And the truth is that the Beis Yosef, after he has the whole arichas of trying to figure out Pshat the Torah, he brings down this Ravid. Very next shtickle, he brings down the Ravid. Mashmois would be L'chara, that in Echanami, the Torah was Choshish, that maybe Ein Anamekim, and maybe give a little bit longer of a shear. Now, only according to this Ramah can we make sense of the first Shach. The first Shach says, if a woman does she checks herself right away, and she doesn't find Dam. Then she does a bedika afterwards, and she finds dam. She's mutter, even if she's peich the shear. And all the achrenim asks, there's no way that you could do that. Peich the shear, there's no way to do. What's it talking about? If you did a kinuach the first time, and then you did a bedika, so maybe the reason why it didn't come out is because you just did a kinuach. But when you did a bedika, you found it. Elamai, you did a bedika. So to do a bedika and then to do another bedika, you're already out of the shear. Only according to the Ramah that we have a longer shear, that in and amikim, so anything which is samuch, then you can understand the shach. If she did a bedika immediately, she didn't find anything. And then 2 seconds later, she does another bedika, and she finds something. Could be she calls herself a pesa. But if she finds something in such a case, says the Shach, we know for sure that it wasn't there b'shas tashmish. It only came afterwards. Now, la'aloch, how do we paskin? We paskin like the Ramah. Who's we? The Ashkenazim paskin like the Ramah. Then anything which is samach l'tashmish would be included. The question is, what's considered samach? It says Makar Chaim that what's samach in Kol HaShas? Samach l'min chiyoser. Samach, what's everything? Samach. You're not like Samach Lali Sashach, you're not like what's Samach? Half an hour? Maybe half an hour. Wow. Like, Lechor, a very long share for something which we're mistaken from. We'll call Kamadat. Kilu, this is something that Samach, anytime you find is a Chatzisho. Said the Prideya that two things. First of all, handling Ramat, which is a vest, that's only Safik Darabanan. Lechor, Safik Darabanan should go to Kulu. Second thing is that the Pashtas over here that we're talking about. When Einan Am Bekim, it's not we're not Bekim up to the half an hour. We're not Bekim between 2 seconds or 4 seconds. But Einan Am Bekim doesn't stretch out, so you can't tell me that a half an hour later we're still suffering. If Kadesh Toshi Yodatach Zakar is, we're talking Mamash about a few seconds. He says, Elamai, we're going to take the smallest Samach that we find in Shas. The smallest Samach that we find in Shas is Tekif Samach, it says, Le Netilos Bracha, Samach Le Bracha Shchito, which is Shir Hilo Chof Beis Amo. If you take it that a mil is 18 minutes, a mil which is 2,000 amas takes 18 minutes, then to walk 22 amas takes 11.8 seconds. And that's how many places can mention, they say 12 seconds, some say revadaka, some say it's 15 seconds. Somewhere, it really depends on how long your mil is. If your mil is 22 minutes, 24 minutes, then it's going to be slightly bigger. You'll get an extra few seconds there, up to 15 seconds. Barach, up to 15 seconds, then we can count it as samach. More than that, in a chanami, you want to count the suffix. I once had a shayla, we'll mention it, b'hemshech, that somebody, he found a kinuach, his wife did a kinuach, and he found on his undershirt, which he wore afterwards, he found something, and she found something, she thought. And I asked Rav Berkowitz afterwards, if generally you have to be choshish, that a woman is in kaneach fast enough afterwards, that it's teich l'shir, so generally you don't have to be choshish. Similar to be'etem, similar to Ramesha, b'shas hatalas meraglayim, that you don't really have to be choshish, unless there was something mamash pushing you out, to do a kinuach faster, generally you do not have to be choshish. We'll see exactly how it plays out in the Maisa. So that would be l'chayra, the case where it'd be chshash of reimach hastashmish. Within, the shirim go range all the way in between 15 seconds to a half an hour. Rav Osnery says, you don't have to, zikr not a half an hour, but 10 minutes. Some people say 5 minutes, some people say a minute. The Aruch HaShulchan says, kam regoyim. Mamish, the shirim go for, but l'chayra, Libya Emerly, when the Prideya is mitzadid, that in a Hanami we wouldn't be choshish, and how commonplace can mention that it's only about 10 to 15 seconds. But that's all with regard to Ramat. There's another din here which is brought down on the bottom, the Chavis Da says, even if you don't have a din of Reimach HaTashmish, there's still another din that one has to be worried about. That means, if someone has a Re'iyah, 2 minutes later, or 2 hours later, or 4 hours later, in the middle of the night, sometime over the course of the night, says the Chavis Da, then if a woman has a ria balaylo, then even if it's muflug min atashmish, nevertheless, if it happens three times, even though she's not a ria machas tashmish, she doesn't have to get divorced. However, she created a vest for herself. And the meila, she's never allowed to be mishamish twice on the same night. Why? Because as soon as she's mishamish the first time, she creates a mativ that she's now samach levesta. Once she's samach levesta, she's not allowed to be mishamish. And be'etzem, for the rest of her life, she's not allowed to be mishamish twice on the same night. That's what she created, because there's no way to get out of it. The only way to be erga the vest is to be mishamish twice and not see. But the truth is not. If she does a bedika, no, I'm sorry. It says if she has to do a bedika three times. She does a bedika three times, then she's erga. She has to do a bedika three times. The Arachokas are the only Dekar Adin. I don't know if we're... Those are all Chumras. Everything... That's, what's that? That's what I said. It's only Chumras. Why do you not have... Chumras. Maybe there's Chumras. And the Chanami Chumras. The question is, if you have to make a Dekar Adin.
Should it be Dekar right after or at the time that
you... So the Chur should be at the time. It's not clear that he says... He says, Achatiyaka Gim Pomer, and Shamash Gim Pomer, Leitira. It doesn't say exactly when. It doesn't say exactly when. I'm not sure when the bedik would be. The lechur, if it's only gerim tashmish, the dam come later on, so then it would have to be later on. The chanami. Now, even though the erinu samach leves betzmi allowed to do a bedik anytime, but here we know that it's only gerim for later. Lechur, you should do it later. What's that? It has to be the whole time. Chavos Dassos maybe has to be the whole time. However, that's all talking about a woman that's koivea that it happened three times. Let's say it happens one time. She sees 20 minutes later, let's take it out of the Makar Chaim. 35 minutes later, she sees she has a re'iyah. What's the halach in such a case? Zman muflig min atashmish, she has a re'iyah. If it happens one time, says the Chavis Das, she's brought down the Pesach Chuvin Kuf Peivav, that she now has a re'iyah, it's yalid re'iyah lefonel. Mamela, she has to be masik herself that she's not a re'iyah machas tashmish. Therefore, from now on, she's mechuyiv, even though we saw the Shach in Zimri Kuf Peivav, that holds Meikar Adin, a woman that doesn't have a vest, doesn't need bedikas. That's only before she has a reyah. So now that she was mishamish, even though she doesn't have a reyah machas tashmish, but if she saw it in the same night, there's already a reyah lefanecha that maybe tashmish causes dam to come. She has to be machzik herself three times that she's in a reyah machas tashmish. This is mikra din, and this is how we pass on halacha lemaisa. That means that if somebody had such a reyah, that they had a reyah, that's not a kesem. Not if they found the kesem, we'll see a kesem in a minute. She had a reyah, she remembers she had a reyah, then in a chanami, even if it's muflag, it's not exactly clear in the pricing, it seems any time over the night. Which is hard to gauge what that means. If Mishamish at 10 o'clock, then you have to lace a shachar, or 4 o'clock, then you have to lace a shachar. What's the night? If it's Shas Vesta? We'll see that when you get to Eunus HaVest. Exactly what the Siftalik. We'll see Be'ez Hashem. If, in such a case where a woman was not master herself, then she now has a chiv. Even according to the Shach who's Mekel, she now has a chiv to be master herself that she's not a Reh Machas Tashmish. Three times, doesn't have to be Ritzufin. Three times she has to be master herself. Should be Ritzufin if she couldn't. She should be master herself that she's not Reh Machas Tashmish. Now, I didn't find in all the places that bring down this halacha, this Kamvakam place that bring down this Chavos Das, I did not find anybody that mentions what's the halacha if she was already master herself that she's a Reh Machas Tashmish. Let's say she already did it. She lived in Lakewood, and that's what they told her to do. And she had the Yechilis to do it after Dam Basulim, before she was Miss Mubarak. And she was machzik herself. She's in a reyah machas tashmish. And now she sees one time. Does she have to be machzik herself another time, or do you presume that it was a fluke and she does not have to be machzik herself? That is not clear. Tasa sheilas chacham. Now, this whole halacha that Rabbi Mechalik between whether or not it happened right away or happened afterwards is all dependent on if she finds the dam. But if he finds the dam on himself, then it doesn't make a difference whether or not he finds it immediately or if he finds it 35 minutes later. Still, he knows for sure that it was there, b'shas ma'is, so the dam came b'shas tashmish. However, there's a shirlamishim. The shirlamishim tainas, shal shu shirlamishim tainas, that the only thing that brings on dam achas tashmish is being mishamish b'kishui. However, if somebody would be mishamish ma'is, then you don't have the same chimud, and in a chanami there's no chash of ramat that would bring on dam. Memela, if he's perish after the eiver is ready made, and it's very possible that the dam could have come afterwards, then in a chanami it would not be considered ramat chas tashmish. you look at the Balei Shochan, he says that you're allowed to count the time afterwards. Some people have there's an Indian, Alpida Arizal, Shlo, Numani, that not to be purish until all the tipas come out, even if he's already Germe the Mais Tashmish, and Mamela, it's better to, if they would wait till afterwards to be purish, if the Eva was already Mace, and he wasn't purish for 15 seconds, then Lechure, even if he found Dam on himself afterwards, also that would not count as a Riyah Machas Tashmish, because we're allowed to presume that it came afterwards. And Shloim Machas Tashmish, because there wasn't Bikishui, and there's always a possibility to say that it came afterwards. You don't know that it came at the same time. Maybe they have the Chavaz Das, that's Beseder, which is not a Riyah Machas Tashmish. Therefore, getting back to the case that we started with, of this fellow that came after 3 months. So first of all, we have one possibility to be Mater, if she was never Beidik beforehand. The second possibility is, if he was Perish, if he would wait, or at least every third time, he would wait till there's a Aver's Mace to be purged, then L'chur, you would have a Kula, at least according to the Shei L'meshiv, that in a Hanami, you're allowed to presume that the Dam came afterwards. It could be that somebody that has a Reyes is Mechuyif to check, and then he's not allowed to wait. We'll see. But in a case where we're talking about post facto that already happened, Kama V'Kama Pamim, in a Hanami, L'chur, there's another big Pesach to Mater to say that Itaka came afterwards. Now, any time that you have a hefsek in the three, once we could find that there's a hefsek in the three times that it's not Ritzufim, then she's already not a Ramat. So somebody asked me a question. Why don't we tell him that after he's Meshamish two times, and she saw his Dam, just be Machnis the Ataro, and be Meshamish Mamish without a lot of Kayach. Be Meshamish Kilu with the smallest amount of Kayach possible, and then she won't see, most probably she won't see, and then already be Mafsik. You won't have three in a row. Afterwards, even if she sees, she's ready. She's starting over there. She starts over from first base. She doesn't have to. She's not maxing herself as three times. She's starting over the count of three. So the truth is that it's not clear what happens in a case where you have something in the middle which is different than the other bias. Does it count? Does it count? Does it not count? For example, the Pesach Tshuva brings down from the Chavis Das. What happens if a woman's mashamish once, she sees damach tashmish, twice sees damach tashmish, then she forgets about it. Her husband went on a business trip, he's gone for 4 weeks, comes back, she's Meshamish, she forgot what happened 4 weeks beforehand. Meshamish once, twice, three times, and she doesn't check. Afterwards, she remembers, okay, I haven't been checking, what's going on over here? She checks the fourth time, and bang, she sees them. So now, she saw once, twice, four times in a row, she has no idea what happened, and the next time she sees again. So, the etzem, the three times in a row that she checked, she saw, but it could be very well be that there was all these times in the middle that were not. Says the Chavis Das, too bad. If you don't check, it doesn't count. Doesn't count, we're not going to count it in the cheshbon to get the three, but it also doesn't detract and make it that it's not Ritzufim anymore. L'chur, you could say the same svara also over here. Kokama that you're not being Meshamish Kidaboy, you're not being Meshamish to the real Maisa Tashmish, then it's not going to detract. You didn't do what brings on Dam. And you know that every time that you do what brings on Dam, it brings you on Dam. The Mela, you would have to be Mach. But that's only if we pass like the Chavaz Dam. However, the Badi Shochah brings down the Beishleimai, and Parzis Rimeinim, and a number of other Achreinim, and this is how he passed the Allah Ma'isa, that we did not collect the Chavaz Das. Kokama that we don't have three times that it's with Sufim, then in the Chanami we did not collect the Chavaz Das. This does not matter us, a woman to be Ms. Alim Ayin after three, right? She sees twice, she says just don't check. Wrap it up, throw it into the washing machine, and don't check. She's Mechuyif to check. So she has to do something beforehand that she should be Oisik in before, she shouldn't get to such a matter. But in the Chanami, if for whatever reason she didn't check, and we're now holding afterwards, then it wouldn't count. L'chur l'fidus. And this is really Mashma in the Pre-Deya. If you look at the Pre-Deya, all the way at the end of Simen Kuf Pei Tes, in the Sifsei Alevi, he brings down a Sefer Hasidim. He says, the Sefer Hasidim says that a woman should, an Eitzah for a woman, is that for a woman that's Rei Machas Tashmish, that he shouldn't be Machnis entire Eiver, and he should be Boya without a lot of Koyach. Says the Pre-Deya, what is he talking about? He's talking about a woman that's already Meshamish, she's already Machnis herself as Rei Machas Tashmish, three times, and then we're going to allow you to be Meshamish a fourth time by not being Machas the Aver, the whole Aver. He says that's Eish bin Uris, maybe he's not going to help the Chayin. You can't do that. No way. Mamish can be Aver and Isser. No way they can do it. Elamai, it's more Mestaver, what he means to say is before she's Machas herself three times, after she already saw twice, do this, and it'll split. It won't can be included in the three times in a row. Mashmoy says that Erechanami, Allah Almai says such a thing would be Mutter. Now, it is dangerous. It's Russian roulette a little bit. If it happens already twice, and you're going to take a chance not to be Machas whole Eiver, maybe he's going to be at the end of the day, and maybe anyhow it's going to cause him to see. Certainly, it's not the best idea. The best idea would be to see a doctor, as we'll see. Now, The Pesach Tshuva brings down an interesting nidun over here. A woman that tainas, she's rosa machas tashmish. He's like, show me. She goes, oh, no, I threw them in the garbage can. I threw them, flush them down the toilet. I didn't think you wanted to see them, right? So why don't we choshesh that in Nasan Bacher? Why don't we say that maybe she really doesn't like her husband? She wants out. This is the simplest way out. So we back and forth and back and forth. At the end of the day, yesh la'ayin b'zeh. Bleib sarachin. So Aruch HaShulchan says, first of all, no woman in the right mind would do that because who's going to run and marry her afterwards? Inei Nasan Bacher? Who's going to run and marry her? So the truth is, if it's Inei Nasan Bacher and they're already, you know, made up in between them, so she told him it's all a bluff. That wasn't true. But then he says, "Benegat Nido," which is a big chiddush. He says, "Benegat Nido Kamira al Tzadin v'Safrulah." There's a big nido in v'Safrulah. Where is v'Safrulah Benegat to? Is it Benegat to Zaynikim? Is it Benegat to Tumah Tara? Is it Benegat to him? His aid? What's it Benegat to the din of v'Safrulah? Is it a din Benegat to all Eidach Hanim Yisurin? Shall we pass the Metzim? That's where we learned it out from. The Mamele says anything which is Negat to Hilchas Nido, the Torah was Maim in her, and Mamele Einach Torah Klum. Mamele she has no manis, even can I get even those chash maybe of Einah Nosam Acher. Now, there's one other case, I think this is probably the most common case of a shayla maybe of Reimach Hastashmish, and that is what happens if somebody finds a kesem in the morning. The Meshamash at night, and they find the kesem in the morning. We don't know when the kesem happens. What's the halacha? So, I just had a case, somebody called me up. This is a more interesting case. They were doing the laundry, and she found the towel that was underneath the Meshach Hastashmish 3 days earlier, and there was a kesem on it. What's the halacha in that case? So, the more common cases she finds in the morning, she gets up in the morning, she finds a kesem. Now, what's that?
White towel?
No, it was a gray towel. It was a gray towel. Gray towel. This is just, one should be careful not to use white linen, certainly. And if you have guests, you should not give them white linen either. They shouldn't be using your linen, but that's halacha. But either way, one should not be giving them white linen. Either way, she found the kesem. Now, what's the shayla over here? So, if we're handling a kesem, then l'chara, as long as it's not more than a gris on white, then we're okay. If it's more than a gris on color, less than a gris on white, then she's okay. Now there is a big need in the Paiskim, the Sidur Torah in Kamakam Makremis. He dons, why do we have to be choishish that it's a Safik Daraisa? Maybe the kesem came b'shas tashmish, but far if it's dry, if it's wet, you know it didn't. But if it's dry, which is the standard case, then why do we have to be choishish that it came b'shas tashmish? And if it came b'shas tashmish, it could be that it came b'ragosha. You have to be choishish that it came b'ragosha. She told us the b'ragosha. L'maisa, he, in one of the places, he's metzadeh lekula, and he says that it's a tzvekzveko. And that seems how we pass in halacha l'maisa. It's a tzafik that it came b'shas tashmish, even came b'shas tashmish, maybe came b'shas ragosha. Maybe it's a tzvekzveko, it has a regular dini ksamim, and memela, as long as it's not a shir re'iyah, it's uncolored, you're okay, and memela would be on this towel, it would be okay. It wouldn't be a problem. Befrat, that if it's sitting in the laundry for the last 3 days, or who knows where else it was, there's more of a makom to be tailor, maybe they picked it up at some point with somebody, who knows what happened the past 3 days. That's with that. Now there's a bigger shayla. What happens if you find a kesem right away? She finds a kesem right after teich the shir. She finds within samach to the shir of riyah machos tashmish. She finds a kesem. Does she have to be choishish? Obviously, we're not talking about that. He finds it on himself. If he finds it on himself, then it was there b'shas ma'isa, unless he's parish b'ever made. But if not, then just you have to be choishish. Somebody told me he actually had he got this question. It was kinira. The shayla was about 5 minutes afterwards. Can you hear that was still a shayla of samach according to the spasic? She found on her leg. She found a kesem on her leg. The shayla is that a problem of reimach hatashmish or not? So the truth is that it seems that the whole shayla, especially if you learn that the din of reimach hatashmish is the din of vestes, then it's only something that would constitute a vest, that would create a vest that has the din of reimach hatashmish. Ein biksam mishum vest, like it says in Kuf Tzadi Sif Nun Dalet. Chutz mi kismi eira baduk, except for bedikus. However, that's machlekes, it means once or three times. But some do not create vestes, and memela they do not create raya machas tashmish if we hold that they have a din of vest. Which is, it seems, how the paisim go halacha, lemaisa, the Shevi Levi says, raya paisim go that it's a din vest. Memela, kokama, that it wouldn't create a vest, and we wouldn't have to be choishish, and this is how the Parnas Yemenim goes. This is how a number of paisim go, the Sher Lameshim goes. The Badi Shulchan handles it also. It's mistapik, he brings down two tzadim over here. Could be telling the shayla whether or not it's a vest, not a vest. But if you know that it's a vest, then l'chura is a big thought to say that it should not be a problem. And he grabbed this Rav Esa, well-known Paisik, and the Paisik said, "Enechnami lo shamanu that there's a din of reimach hatashmish by ksamim." Memela, this whole din of reimach hatashmish would be if she has a real re'iyah. A real re'iyah means even a small amount that she finds on an aid, a small amount that is found on him, or a proper re'iyah that is found on the bed or a towel, ukedema. Proper re'iyah is each rav kafi there, whatever proper re'iyah is, half a dollar bill, whatever it is, the amount that constitutes a re'iyah. That would be considered re'iyah that won't have to be worried about. Now, what's the ma'isa? Ramat b'zman hazeh. So we did mention a few cases. We'll see. There's one case also. This case. Once we're talking about ketamim, this case that came to me was somebody. She did a kinuach. First of all, she did a kinuach with a baby wipe. That's not a good idea. Do not use baby wipes to do kinuach. Baby wipes are white. You can see what's going on. Use a dark towel. One doesn't have to be choshish that they're seeing. Once you use a dark towel to do kinuach. She used a baby wipe and she found something, some discoloration. Bechlal, it's wet, so even if there's red or something there, you can't really tell what color it is. And he found on his undershirt, which he put on afterwards, keneged hazever. Kinuach put on his undershirt first, and he found dam. What's the halacha in that case? This was the ma'aser shehayim. So the truth is, this is mamash pesach tshuva. This is the panim irim that we saw in the beginning of Kuftadi, that al ksamim on the beged of a ish are not ksamim bechlal. And everybody tries five a time. The Tosefta says not that way. Says the Pesach Tshuva. He missed the Tosefta. Has to be the Panim Irim. Missed the Tosefta. Says the Chochani. If you look inside the Tshuva, and it's Mefurish over here in this Pesach Tshuva, that this is what it's talking about. If you look inside the Tshuva, the Panim Irim didn't mean to say that if he's wearing pajamas and in the same bed as his wife, and there's his pajamas are keneged Reis HaMakim, and there's dam on his pajamas, that there's not going to be a kesem. That's not what he was talking about. In a Chanami, in such a case, there will be some. He's talking about a case where mamish our case, the person put on his undershirt. In the morning, he takes off his undershirt and he sees a kesem. So now, where did the dam come from? In Cheshbin, it makes a lot of sense to say that there was dam shas tashmish. It got onto him and from him onto his beged. Ein mafzikinin tumo mimokrim lemokrim. We're not going to mafzikinin tumo lemokrim. In such a case, it has a din of regular din of a kesem. Doesn't have a din of regular mafzikinin tashmish. He also doesn't even have a din of a kesem. You don't have to be cheshbin. The milas, what he saw in a chanami, we would not have to be cheshish. And what she saw, if we weren't cheshish that it came right away, also would have a din of a kesem. It would only kinuach would have a din of a kesem, and it wouldn't be a din of raya machos tashmish. That was that case. Now, practically, bizman hazeh says the Shevet Alevi that kimdumani. I saw somewhere that Shevet Alevi says that in 70 years as a rov, Shevet Alevi probably was the longest running rov of any rov in the past number of hundreds of years. He became a rov at a very young age. The Chazon Ish made him rov, and he lived to be very old, over 100 years old. He was a rov for probably by the end of his life, nearly 80 years. He was and he wrote that in 7 years as a rov, he never had a case where somebody had to get divorced. Al tzarei machos tashmish. That the metzius is that he says that most of the cases that came to him were scenarios that a person was mishamish samach levesta, like the case that we mentioned earlier that somebody came and told me that it was day 33. They already passed all the vestas. They didn't know they have to be chayish b'klal, and bang, they saw. Of course they're going to see. I mean, of course they're going to see. They don't take the precautions. They're not paying attention, and she usually gets her vest around now. Then a chanami that doesn't create them a reyma chasashmish. We'll see whether or not in sevdalid whether or not we can be treilu b'vesta. But it's generally something which is charig out of the normal, which is causing her to see. But we're not really going to be chayish that she's going to be a reyma chasashmish. If it happens twice already, then I think he said that most of the cases are then and when a woman is nursing, like we mentioned, because she doesn't know what to expect. Now, in a case where it happens twice already, then, like the Chassam Sofer says, one should be oisik in refuas, one is a chiv to be oisik in refuas, and there's many ways for her to stop her vest b'chlal. There's simple ways with a pill to stop her vest, to push it off, to regulate, to do things that she shouldn't be seeing. And b'meila, in such cases, l'chara, we have a way to break up the three times, that shouldn't be a problem three times. And Yeshline, even after you stop the pills, the chur maybe repeat what we said before, and you wouldn't connect the two times before and then the time afterwards. Not only that, the practical matthias is that we have electricity nowadays. So we're able to see what's going on inside. And probably, I can't say for sure because I wasn't there, but if I had to guess, probably 90% at least of the cases that were done in the Gedolei Achronim of Reima HaTashmish were cases where the woman had some sort of mako. Either she had a mako on her cervix, which is hard to see if you don't have electricity to see a flashlight to see what's going on inside, or something inside the makar that was a choyli that maybe could have been dealt with if had they know what the issue was, had they had an ultrasound. If they have an ultrasound, they see what the issue is, and they deal with it, they remove it, they take care of whatever it is, then in a chanami, we have ways that they certainly did not have hundreds of years ago. And b'meila, that's why it's really not common for anybody to chas v'shalom get divorced because of reyma chas tashmish. That's the practical aspect. Now, Siv Beis, the Mechaber says, Ketzer boi dekes netelesh referes shal eivir pi arotzev l'seicha, menesenes b'seicha machal b'reish yimoich, machnes eiser beis ha-mokam ad-mokam shishamash nosh, Now, the bidikas for a ferret is the way to find out whether or not it comes from the side, whether or not it comes from the top. Why? It seems like the shpeferis is replicating a ma'isa tashmish. Now, it's not exactly clear which aspect is replicating it. Is it the shpeferis or is it the makom? The Neis HaKelim seem to say, you should make the shpeferis the size of an Eiver Beinoni. It's the shpeferis which is causing it to see them? But the shpeferis is just there to protect the makom. The only reason why you have a shpeferis is that you could be able to stick in the applicator without getting down from the sides before it hits the top. So what does the shpeferis have to do at all, b'chlal, with the Eiver, with not an Eiver? What does it have to do? Not exactly clear. L'chur, it's the applicator which is hitting it. I don't know what the shaykhus is exactly. Why it should have to be the size of an Eiver? Maybe because it needs to be germ, the dam, to see if it's germ, dam, to come out on the sides. In a chanami, it's not going to cause the dam from the top. The shayla of the shpeferis is something that's the width of an Eiver going to cause dam to come out on the sides. It's a kula, it's not l'chumah. And she sticks in the shpeferis and... how does she make a shreferis? So it's a shayla what material to make it out of. Is it made out of Eiver, which is lead, or any type of, the shach says, not any other type of metal, not mateches. Teresh Shalom says it could be, it's not lechatzilo. The Shevet Levi says, bizmaneinu, we have much better things like plastic. However, once again, we don't really do bedikas shreferis in the 21st century. We have other ways of dealing with this issue and finding out where the petza came from. Now, it says that if the dam is found in the top, then you know it's from the makor. Expect the Shevet Levi that the mitzias is bizmaneinu, that straight ahead, when a woman does a bedika, she could actually feel it if she sticks her finger in all the way. A bedika is supposed to be done ad makom shiyada magas, which means until the end of her finger. That's the chatzit. It's really supposed to be farther, as we've seen kumtzadi vav, but it's not trash, because the ramah, until ad makom shiyada magas, she should be able to stick her finger in totally. Now, if she sticks her finger in totally, she should be able to feel the tzav arech in the cervix. That cervix is extremely sensitive. Extremely, extremely sensitive, especially if a woman ready to give birth. Then, but b'chlal, the area is extremely sensitive, and with a small amount of aggravation and agitation, it can start bleeding. Memela, it's not uncommon for a woman to have a petza there. Probably, I would say at least 50%, if not more than that. I think the Shevet Levi says roiv petzaim are on the tzav arech. I've had more than one case that I was told when I sent somebody to a deket that they said that it was dripping without touching it, just dripping down from the tzav arech because it was so. Which means that even if a woman has a kesem, day 7 on Zainakim, she has a kesem, then not all is lost. It doesn't mean for sure that it's done from the Koran. It could be it's a serious peta, but which was one of the cases. But so now how do you ever have a riot to the Shevet Levi when you stick in the Shreferis and you stick in the Makkol and Dam comes down on the top? Maybe it's coming from the Tzav Arechem. I did not understand his answer. He seemed to say in the Shevet Levi, I asked a few people, some big Bekim in the Metzias, of how it would be, and it seems that it's pashut that certainly if her finger can get there, then the Eiver gets there, and l'chura, according to his answer was that it seemed to be that the Eiver taka doesn't get there, so the Eiver wouldn't aggravate it. It wouldn't be something, if the dam is coming out, it wouldn't be from the tzav arechem. Not exactly sure. As a matter of fact, he told me something that's quite fascinating, that there was a French study trying to figure out what happens to the tzav arechem. If a woman is able to feel it when she sticks her finger inside, and a standard finger is about 8 centimeters, the Eiver is a few centimeters bigger than that. And if she could already feel it, so what happens to the Tzav HaRechem, B'shas Tashmish? Where does it go? And what was this bar was that it swings back. It's not fixed into place. And the whole Tzav HaRechem is able to swing back, B'shas Maisa, and the Mela, it doesn't go inside. It actually pushes it away. It's like loose, he pushes it away, and when he leaves, when he's perished, and Echnami swings back into place. We'll see, this might help us very much. It's an interesting tidbit. It might help us very much when you get to Simen Kuf Tzadivav. It's a big shayla of how the bedikah is supposed to be done, machulu. It might help us very much. Mezer Hashem. What then? Eiver Meis is less than Shreferis, yes, the Chur. Less than Shreferis, maybe not, it doesn't go as deep as Chlam. Maybe that doesn't even hit there. Could be that it doesn't even. No, the part of Eiver Meis is that it could be that it came out. It's lechur that it doesn't. You're saying if he was mishamish meis the entire time, lechur. You have to say that in echad mitaka doesn't hit. Now, what happens if she's boydik one time and she finds dumb? So she wants to be boydik another time. Try again. First time she was no good. Be boydik another time. Says the Pesach Tshuva from the Nei Behuda from the Chavazdas. It doesn't help. Once she's saw once, then she struck out. Even if she checks 1,000 times, it's no good. Now the shaila is for us. What's the reason why it's no good? L'chora, if it's a vest, maybe she was nisrapa. Maybe she took out a problem. She was nisrapa. The truth is, so if you look at the Navi says the Gemara says something very interesting. The Gemara tells a story about a lady that came, and they tried scaring her, and nothing happened. The charar didn't fall out. So he says, "Zum memale v'nefetzes, v'chol memale v'nefetzes in la takana." She doesn't have a takana. Why don't you do b'dikish referes? Where does it say anywhere they did b'dikish referes? Do b'dikish referes and see where it's coming from. She didn't have a hafal charar. Center, but maybe it's only from the southern. The mashmois is that there's a certain case where a woman has a charar that inichanami is referes is not gonna. There's no way to get out of it. There's no way to be nisrapet from this. There's no way to be nisrapet from it, and she's taka finished. There's no if she once saw on top, she has to be choishes that maybe she has this issue, and there's no way to be misrapid from it. Now the shaila is the Nei holds that we're talking about that it's a vest. It's not a chili. It's not exactly clear. I wasn't sure about that. The Chavos Das says something else. The Chavos Das goes with Shita say that we never know, is it a vest or is it a chili. So you're right. If a woman does the b'dikash referes, there's dam. She does it again, there's no dam. Maybe she was misrapid. You're right. Maybe she was misrapid. But maybe it's a vest. Maybe it's a vest, and if it's a vest, there's no way to be accurate with a b'dikash referes, because b'dikash referes doesn't have chimur of tashmish. Mamela, even if she's misham, she does it 1,000 times, she doesn't see any time. It could be that's because the referes doesn't cause the same chimur. Mamela, you'll never be able to get out of it. Now, what? How did you see the first time? So it could be that in a chanami she got it at the exact right angle, but the fact we never can consider it an akira. We can never consider it an akira. It could be that in a chanami caused it to happen, but not seeing it to happen is not going to be an akira, because maybe each time in a chanami there was not, you didn't have that chimur. Nevertheless, says the Chavos Das, after the third husband, if she does the b'dikash referes and she finds dam, and then she does the b'dikash referes and she finds no dam, then in a chanami she's going to be mutter. Why? Because since we can say that she was nisrapa, there's only a tzad. Maybe it's a vest. So the tzad of a vest is a suffix, whether it's a vest. It's a vest or a chili. Mamela v'mokim suffix. B'makim igun, they weren't machmer for a suffix vest, and she would taka be mutter. That's all if they found dam. Let's say they don't find dam b'chlal. What would be the case if she finds no dam b'chlal? So the mashmois is, if you look at the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, if she doesn't find im nimtza dam al reishei, mamash like the lashon of the Gemara, im nimtza dam al reishei, b'yiduah shem rekor, im lav b'yiduah shem minim atzadim. What does it mean im lav? Im lav that she found dam somewhere else, she didn't find dam at all. Mashmois is like the Shach says that in a chanami, if she doesn't find dam, then she's taka mutter and gansen. The Sidra Torah is Mairich to be Masig, and whatever the Baal Shulchan says that in Chanami, the Haskamas of Pesim is like the Shach, Lekula, she finds no dam, then she's Mutter. Now, even if she finds dam, she's no Mutter, even if you pass in that way, there's still a big difference if she finds dam on the side and she doesn't find dam Achla. If she finds dam on the side, then even if she's Meshamish afterwards, Kamva Kamva Pamim, we're always allowed to be Taylor that she has a Makkah. Where if she doesn't find dam at all, then we're telling Nisrapis, that's Nisrapis. But if she's mocked herself another time, then she's going to be in trouble. Either one time or three times, Machlekes HaPoskim. But Zichr, more than three times, she's certainly not going to be mutter. Now, what happens if she finds dam al atzadim? This is a very interesting halach here. Come on, everybody in the Chabur, ask me the same question. What's shot in this Chavos Das, maybe who's mitzad like this also possibly. A woman does a b'dikas referes, and Baruch Hashem, they were davening all day long, they went to the Kriyas Minyan. Dam comes out on the side of the referes. Raya Moichachas, that it came from a Pesah, from the Tzadim. Nevertheless, time of the Chavos Das, no, you need Zainikim. Sorry, I think this is Asri. Kokama, that needs Dam on the side, we know it's from a Pesah. And she's not a Reimachas Asri. She doesn't need Zainikim. So, time of the Asri, how do you have the two lachas together? Pesah Chuvah Nam Zalikas. So, the truth is, if you look at the Nei Divi says, and the Chavos Das, they both say the same thing. They say, what happens if dam came out of the Makar and went down the sides into the Chorin Nistokim? And then she's stuck in the Shreferis. So the dam was ready in the Chorin Nistokim. Why does a woman have to do a B'dikah? Every B'dikah that a woman does, she does a B'dikah of Chorin Nistokim. Why does she have to do a B'dikah of Chorin Nistokim? Sticking a B'dikah cloth at the top, and you'll make sure there's no dam coming out. Torah says, yeah, but maybe some dam came out and sitting in the Chorin Nistokim. So you have to make sure that there's no dam over there. So that means that there's a possibility for dam to be hanging out there in the Chorin Nistokim. That's the case. Maybe the dam came out in the Chorin Nistokim ready beforehand. Stick in the Shreferis. Dam comes down to the side of the Shreferis because it was already there. That came out of the Makar. It's not a Raya Muchachas. We're not going to say that she's a Raya Machas Tashmish. We'll be Mekom. But on Zayin Akin, we're going to be Machmish. So that means you have the same dam. The truth is, if you saw Sefei, if the Elam already started Sefei, There's mefurish in the Shach in Kiv Eger that you could have a tarkin sasrin. The Rama says an interesting halacha. He says that a woman that has a vest kavua and she sees dam shalei b'shas vesto, then she has a makah, she's allowed to be telling the makah, even if she doesn't know the makah is actually bleeding. Says the Shach, that's only that she shouldn't be considered Reimach Tashmish. Zainakin she needs. Why? Reimach Tashmish, we're not going to consider you a Reimach Tashmish. Al Zainakin, you could still be stay married and count Zainakin. Kivega says you don't have to come on to this. This is what we said in the past Chaburas. Kivega says, what's Reimach Tashmish? A vest. A vest is a Dinder Rabbanan. Suffolk, the Rabbanan, the Kula. Mamela, she's not a Reimach Tashmish. However, when we're downing on this dam, Klavi Zainakin, it's a Shalav Daraisa. We have a dam that we took out from the side, off the Shveferet, it's sitting in our hand. We want to know, what is this dam? Is it dam Daraisa dam or Dirabana dam? Is it dam from the Makar or not? Depends. Klapi Ramat, no, it's not dam from the Makar. Klapi Zainakim, yeah, it's dam from the Makar. You have the same thing, the very same thing, and you have to dam down on it as two different dinim, and it's not a serum in Eubank. Or maybe it is a serum. And nevertheless, that is the halacha. Lamaisa, the Baal Shulchan says, Enochanami, Ken Yeshlinker Kedavim, hopefully we will not have such a case. Sivonim, that. If it's on the Shpreferis, which is Sivonim, the shell is of whether or not Kokama that it came out with a. We'll have to wait for Petzah to see, for Sif A to see that, whether or not we could do that. Interesting question. Now, Sif Gimel. The Shach Lamaisa is Machmir, says one should be Machmir. However, the halacha is, if I can say, like the Stimas HaShulchan Aruch, and like the way the Ramah passes the Lamaisa, that even Achar Baal Rishon, she is able to be Mekel. The last halacha Sif Dalid, in Shimshah Samach Levesta, Anu Toilin Riyasim Shum Vesta Vlecha Shvinala Rei Machas Tashmish. This is a Hagdama, a big Hagdama to Sif Hei Vav and Zayin, and that is, the Gemara says, Im yesh lavet teilu bevesta. A woman is reimach tashmish and she sees dam three times. Im yesh lavet teilu bevesta. There's a big machlekes rishenim. How to understand the Gemara? What does it mean? Roiv rishenim, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ran, the Tur, they all learn that it means that a woman is mashamish b'shas vesta. She's mashamish b'shas vesta. She sees dam. Then in the chanami she's a tur. All the achrenim go shrei chavekayim. How you allowed to be mashamish? Also be rishoy asinan. We're talking about someone who's mashamish b'shas vesta. But may they give all types of answers. Either was leil yitzila derech. Or it was that her vest was in the morning. And at what time? Nates was what? 5:34? 5:36. That's when she usually sees. 2 minutes after Nates. She was Mishamish at 5:25. 10 minutes beforehand. So in a Hanami was a different Aina. She was Mutter. She was not Cheshit for the Arzurah. And she saw. So Mamela, it's Samach Levesta, and therefore she's allowed to be Taylor's Damas of the Dam of the Vest. Says the Shach, no way. If we're Matter you to be Mishamish, that means we're not Cheshit that the Dam is going to come then. That means that we're not telling the vest. We're not choishes b'chlal. So therefore, we're not going to be telling the vest. If it's mutter mishamish, we're not going to be telling the vest. This is a teres hashlam, but no way. The chaschila, we don't have to be choishes. However, b'dieved that it happened, then in a chanami, since it's so close, we're allowed to be telling the vest. The Shach has a number of other possibilities. The Shach says the case is talking about by ektano, that she doesn't have to be choishes for vestes. So she saw once b'shas tashmish, and then or three times, and then no, I'm sorry, she saw and the third time. Was on Chofes L'Chedesh. Afterwards, she saw again on Chofes L'Chedesh Shal Tashmish, Chofes L'Chedesh Shal Tashmish. It was Nizgala L'Mafreya that in a Hanami she had a vest. The truth is that such a thing is possible. Even by Gedilus as Chavez Das, that it could be that the third time was the first of the three times that she's being Kaveh a vest. There's such a possibility. Either way, that's how the Peskim learn that it's Shaykh of Reimach Tashmish that we're Telu Bevesta. Now, the Mashmois is L'Chur that it's only if it's Mamish, B'shas Vesta, Mamish, she has a vest Kavua and it's right beforehand. But if just she always sees between 28 and 32, even though it's probably that she saw B'shas Vesta, that would not be enough. We wouldn't really be choishes too much that it's going to happen again, but it would have number one, it would be strike number one of Reimach Tashmish. Now, the second possibility, the Rashi has a different shot in Yesh Loves. Rashi's shot in Yesh Loves means if she sees at certain times, she sees every 3 weeks, then she's only usher every third week, but she's not usher in between. It sounds from Rashi L'Chara that it's a Chumrah. It's a chumrah because im yesh la vest be'atam telu bevesta up until now was a kula. Even though she's reimach tashmish, she's allowed to be telling the vest. According to Rashi, it's a chumrah because she didn't see three times in a row. Nevertheless, so why should she be usher? Nevertheless, she's usher on those days and she's only mutter in between. The shaila is this big shaila exactly. The truth is, Bidas Rashi, is it talking about she was mishamish in between or she was not mishamish in between? Maybe she was mishamish in Chofres Lachoydish and she saw. The next time she got around to it was Chofres Lachoydish and she saw again. And the next time she was mishamish was Chofres Lachoydish and she saw again. Does she know that it was Tully in the Tashmish or maybe it's Tully in Chofres Lachoydish? So, even so, Rashi says, you let it be mishamish in between. Maybe that's what Rashi means. That we'll have to wait also. That is the halacha, Mefurish, Meiz Hashem, Sifir Aleph. We'll see exactly whether or not we can be made on such a case. Lamaisa, the Beis Yosef, says that we pass in Tzadik Rashi and Tzadik Dal Rishenu. The Mordechai says, Lachura, at face value, the Mordechai says, a massive chiddush. The Mordechai Taina, that, maybe he doesn't. Mordechai Taina, he does. The Mordechai Taina, that a woman that has a vest kavua, that if she's Meshamesh, Shalei B'Shas Vesto, and she sees Dam, then in a Hanami we're allowed to be Terle, that the Dam came, Machmas Amako. That means even if she has no idea, even if she has no idea, says the Beis Yosef and the Shach, even if she has no idea that she has a Mako, if she has a Vesto, she always sees Chav Ches HaKodesh. She's Meshamesh and Chav Gimel HaKodesh, and she sees Dam, she's allowed to be told that she has a Mako. She has no idea that she has a Mako. She's allowed to be told that she has a Mako. Kum Teis, if we take the Mordechai and the other Rishonim together, the only woman that ever has to be chayish v'rayim achas tashmish is a woman that doesn't have a vest. A woman that does have a vest is never going to have a problem. If she sees b'shas v'vesto, we're telling the vest. If she sees shalei b'shas v'vesto, she has a mako. So a woman that has a vest kavua, one never be a v'rayim achas tashmish. Only a woman that's in the vest. The pasha is we don't take the Mordechai. We'll see exactly. This is really a big hakdama to sif hey. What is pshat in the Mordechai? The Mordechai says there's three pshatim in the Mordechai. One is the Beis Yosef and the Shach. And this is we'll see in sif hey. The Shach is in sif hey. The Beis Yosef and the Shach learn in the Mordechai, like we just said, that if a woman has a vest kavua, she always sees after 31 days. She always sees in Chav Ches HaKodesh. And now she's Meshamash in Chav Gimel, or she saw after 24 days. Then she's allowed to presume she has a Makkah, even though she has no idea. The Taz says, no way, Hose. Says the Bach, I'll prove to you not. Does this mean to say any woman that gets a Kesem, Shalei B'Shah, a woman has a vest for Chav Ches, she gets a Kesem on Chav Gimel, she has a Vichesh, she has a Makkah. Right? No way, Inka Zedavar. So the Shach says, no, there's a big difference. By Tashmish could be Gerim, the Dam comes out from the Tzadim. Kesem, what was Gerim, the Dam to come out? I mean, there's no reason to say that it's from a Makkah. As opposed to Tashmish, the Maisa, the Miyuk of the Tzadim can cause it to come out. Either way, says the Bach, says the Taz, Shizikr has to know that she has a Makkah. If she knows she has a Makkah, says the Bach, even if she doesn't know that the Makkah is Moitzi Dam, she's allowed to be tailing the Makkah. Sometimes a woman got a bang. Is it Moitzi Dam? I don't know. Black and blue. Does it have to be Moitzi Dam? No. She feels that there's a bang there. She doesn't know if it's being Moitzi Dam. She's allowed to presume, if it's Shalei B'Shas Vesto, she's allowed to presume that she has a vest. The Taz goes even so right to say, and this is very important for Sifei, in two places in the Taz, the Taz understands that the only time that we're Taylor is not in Yesh LaVest, Taylor V'Vest, and Yesh LaMaka, Taylor V'Makoso. Both of them are all one thing. If she has a vest, and she has a Maka, and she knows that the Maka is Moitzi Dam, he says you don't have to actually know the Maka is Moitzi Dam. It's a type of Maka which we Moitzi Dam. Other women that have this Maka, we know that it's Moitzi Dam, and she has this type of Maka. She didn't have to actually check. She has the Maka that these ladies have, which is Moitzi Dam. If she has a Vest Kavua, she saw Shalei B'Shas Vesto, and she has a Maka, which is Moitzi Dam, she's allowed to be tailing the Maka. But if she doesn't, she needs to start to the Tivusa. She doesn't have a Maka, which is Moitzi Dam, or it's not Shalei B'Shas Vesto, then in Hanami she's going to be Aser. That's the three Pshatim in the Mordechai. Is it like the Beis Yosef in the Shach? Even though she doesn't even know she has a Maka, she's allowed to be tailing? Is it like the Bach? She has to know that she has a Makkah. She just doesn't know, have to know that the Makkah is Moitzi Dam. Or is it like the Taz, Dafka, if it's Shalei B'Shas Vesto, and she knows she has a Makkah, and she knows the Makkah is Moitzi Dam, that's when you're able to be Teilum. The truth is that there's really one more pshat, and that is that Pesach Shuvah brings down over here from the Baal Amar, and that is the woman that sees B'Shas Pihukim. She has she's Mifahekes, and she sees at the same time that she's allowed to be Teilum in the Pihukim, the Vestaguf, and she doesn't have to be Choshish that she's a Reim Achas Tashmish until she's kaveh that she knows for sure that it's both of them together, and it's the one without the other is not going to be garment. But if not, she's allowed to be teila al piyukim. For some reason, it's not brought down the rishonim. This, but in echanam, it could be that lalacha ma'is. We taka take it also lalacha. With regard to the Mordechai, we'll see exactly. Are we samech on this Mordechai like the Beis Yosef and the Shach say? There will be a major kula. Anytime that she doesn't have a vest, she's allowed to be. We'll see lamaisa. At the end of the day, the poiskim are not makel that far. We'll see exactly how far they are makel in the Ramon Tefei.